Rev Tim Podcast number 51, July 19th, 2005.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev Tim Podcast.
She don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow.
Are you ready?
Podcast.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Rev Tim Podcast. Greetings and welcome to the whole world. Fantastic. What a fantastic day it is here in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm Rev Tim, and I am a pastor here in the San Francisco Bay Area. I want to bring some hope and inspiration into your world today. I just want to really be your friend and bring some insight, speak some hope and inspiration into your life, and talk about some positive things that will get you thinking about what is important in your life. Thanks for subscribing, especially if you're new from the iTunes community. Tell someone about the Rev Tim Podcast and share the love. Thanks a lot for doing that. You can always find references to what is spoken about on the Rev Tim Podcast by going to our show notes page, simply by pointing your browser to podshownotes.com. Podshownotes, one word, .com. You can also email us feedback, show suggestions, criticisms, ideas, by emailing us at revtimpodcast@gmail.com. And we have a voicemail audio comment line. Just pick up and it'll record your voice. Send it to me automatically by email, 815-301-8600. That's the Godcast Network voicemail audio comment line. Rev Tim is a member of the Godcast Network, and we'd like you to go over to godcast.org and check out many programs that are very inspirational, upbeat, family-oriented, and definitely pod-safe, something you can put on for your whole family. We'd also like you to go to Podcast Alley and vote for the Rev Tim Podcast. 10 votes for each show. If you haven't voted yet in July, shoot on over there and vote for the Rev Tim Podcast. Well, today, I was thinking about a trip that I recently made across the Golden Gate Bridge. And as I was going across the Golden Gate Bridge, I was just noticing how beautiful it was. I was there at sunset. It was a chill in the air. There usually is in the city of San Francisco. And I had my jacket on, my family with me, and I was looking at the sunset and just enjoying the scenery looking out toward the Pacific Ocean. And for most people, the Golden Gate Bridge, it's one of the most memorable tourist attractions in the entire world. In fact, it's as easily identifiable as the New York Statue of Liberty or even the Eiffel Tower in Paris. But for other people, this historic span represents a much darker destination. You know, people come to the scenic bridge to commit suicide by leaping into the cold, choppy waters of San Francisco Bay. The bridge is 1.7 miles long. It's a suspension bridge connecting Marin County to San Francisco, and it opened up in 1937. But since that time in 1937, more than 1,000 people have jumped to their deaths from the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, in fact, every day, from dawn to dusk, a patrolman on a scooter and in these little cars drive back and forth across the Golden Gate Bridge, and his only mission is to stop potential jumpers before it's too late. Lieutenant Lou Garcia said they move differently than you or I would move. When you pass them, you try, or what I will try to do, is get their attention so that they would look at me. And if they don't, then I elevate my attention toward them. The thing is, that attention seems to be working. In 1995, patrols of the bridge began, and because someone is paying attention to the people that are hurting, someone is paying attention to the depressed, the rate has declined by about 50% per year of the rate of suicides from the San Francisco Gate Bridge. The patrol workers, they study these people on the bridge, and they look for clues to identify potential jumpers, you know, the ones that are among the tourists, and they note the way that people walk, the way they hold their heads, what they're looking at, and really even whether they're carrying a camera or not. But still, there are suicides. In fact, in 1995, Bridge Captain Ronald Garcia reported a tragedy that he witnessed. He tells it like this. The guy gets out of a car, goes to the rail, and goes over. The officer got a hold of the guy's hand, but he was already over the rail. And he just looked at the officer and said, tell everybody I love him, and just decided to leave. And he let go of the officer's hand. You know, that's really hard on somebody. That's hard on the families. That's hard on anybody that is involved with the person who is known. John Van Dury of San Francisco Suicide Prevention said that we've talked to people who have jumped and survived the fall, and most of them have said once they leave the platform of the bridge, they've regretted that they jumped off. After this song by Too Wary, found from the new Pod Show music site, I want to give you some inspiration and insight into people and what the Bible says about people who are hurting or depressed.
You're listening to the Rev Tim Podcast, fresh from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Here's the song of the day.
Song of the day.
The situation that plagues us all, the pit into which we all fall, is the same thing that has us yearning for heaven in our youth, and the same pain that has elders wishing for more time to find the truth. Yet truth will never be found pure in the midst of life.
To be filled with His Spirit is to live in liberty and be bound not to earthly treasures that cannot please the divine soul of man that yearns to be free from constraints of flesh and blood and chemical dependency.
In a world filled with every pleasure that we can conceive, it's a perplexing arrangement that happiness we can achieve. What is it we try to quell? What is the pain we try to appease? Where's the source of this unknown itch that has us bent on self-destructive
tendency? Is to live in liberty and be bound not to earthly treasures that cannot please the divine soul of man that yearns to be free from constraints of flesh and blood and chemical dependencies.
Yet in this contaminated consciousness, truth seeks still to rise and resonate in tainted hearts, a higher knowledge to ascribe, a wisdom holy from above, too simplistic for most to implement, the key to better life found in a promise, a comfort that God sent. Physical satisfaction will never fill a spiritual void, much like a square peg while it may cover will never fill a round hole, much like speculation will never concretely answer the question posed, just like you'll never know who you are without seeking
to
the
be
source.
Filled with His Spirit is to live in liberty and be bound not to earthly treasures that cannot please the divine soul of man that yearns to be free from constraints of flesh and blood and chemical dependencies. To be filled with His Spirit is to live in liberty and be bound not to earthly treasures that cannot please the divine soul of man that yearns to be free from constraints of flesh and blood and chemical dependencies. To be filled with His Spirit is to live in liberty and be bound not to earthly treasures that cannot please the divine soul of man that yearns to be free from constraints of flesh and blood and chemical dependencies.
Musical artist Too Wary, I can say that a little bit better, Too Wary, And you can find that song by going to PodSafeMusicNetwork.com. PodSafeMusicNetwork.com. You know, we have a couple things at our show notes page that are very interesting. We have a poll that's there at PodShowNotes.com. We have a forum that's there where you can discuss things with other show notes listeners and Rev Tim podcast listeners. And you can also just post a comment for each show right there on the show notes page at podshownotes.com. If you go over there, it'd be great to get some discussions going on that site. And you can go there and also get insight as far as what music was played on today's show. I'm talking about suicide. I'm talking about things as far as if you're depressed or if you're feeling down or why people may try to check out on life. I've personally known people who have committed suicide, attempted suicide, and contemplated suicide. For those that are in this world that make it or try these things, you know, regrets are common. In fact, we always have questions. What is it that we could have done to make the difference in that life? Or what could have we said differently? But if you're one that has a tendency to become depressed, to try to just run from things that are hurting in your life, I want you to know that you are loved. Whether you have ever have thoughts like this or not, be encouraged today that God loves you more than you can ever imagine. He cares deeply for you. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. The Bible says that that plan is not for disaster, but to give you a hope and a future. And I just want to wrap it up by reading from Psalm chapter 139, verses 13 through 18. Here we go. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you, God, for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. And you saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book, and every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They are innumerable. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of the sand. And when I wake up in the morning, you are still with me. Be encouraged today and give something of your life away to another. Encourage someone else in your life and take time to tell them that you love and care for them deeply.
If you have enjoyed today's show, visit PodcastAlley.com and vote for the Rev Tim Podcast. PodcastAlley.com. Make your vote count today.
Hey, run over there right now. PodcastAlley.com. Search for Rev Tim and vote for the Rev Tim Podcast. Until next time, this is the Rev Tim. Your service to the King begins now.